I will officially call this meeting to order. Let's start out with roll call, please.
Chair Hayes.
Here.
Vice Chair Del Carlo.
Here.
Regent Carvalho.
Here.
Regent McMichael.
Here.
Regent Moran.
Here.
Regent Page.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for public comment. Public comment will be taken during this agenda item. No action may be taken on a matter raised under this item until the matter is included on an agenda as an item on which action may be taken. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person. Persons making comments will be asked to begin by stating their name for the record and spell their last name. The committee chair may elect to allow additional public comment on a specific agenda item when that agenda item is being considered. There's a mic on up there that's giving us some significant echo. In accordance with the Attorney General Opinion Number 00-047, as restated in the Attorney General's Open Meeting Law Manual, the chair may prohibit comment if the content of that comment is a topic that is not relevant to or within the authority of the Board of Regents, or if the content is willfully disruptive of the meeting by being irrelevant, repetitious, slanderous, offensive, inflammatory, irrational, or amounting to personal attacks or interfering with the rights of other speakers. With having said all that, do we have any public comment in Reno, in Carson City?
Seeing none, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Any public comment in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Thank you. Any public comment here in Las Vegas? There's none here in Las Vegas. We'll move on to agenda item number two, the minutes. Does anyone have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
All right. All in favor? Oops, I'm sorry. I was on the wrong agenda. I was still on the security agenda. We have a consent items, item number two, which has the minutes as well as the fiscal year budget. Non-state budget expenditures and transfers. So do we have a motion actually to approve the consent agenda of item number two?
So moved. Regent Del Carlo here.
Second. Second from Regent Lieberman, it sounded like. All in favor? We lost sound. Aye. I've lost sound.
Can you hear us now?
There's no sound down there. Did we have a, there we go. All in favor? Did we get that? Opposed? Motion passes. Item number three, fiscal quarter, fourth quarter fiscal year 2018 through 2019 fiscal exceptions. This is for information only. So if we could get a brief overview of this item. I'm sure the committee has read it thoroughly, but if there's any highlights that staff wants to point out on this item, we'd love to hear it.
Mr. Chairman, Andrew Klinger for the record. This item has some reoccurring items that this committee has seen before: the Fire Science Academy, a cash deficit of $8.6 million. The UNLV School of Medicine continues to report a cash deficit of $3.2 million. The CSN Dental Faculty practice reports a cash deficit of $562,000. And then there's a new one on the report this time, the DRIOAL lab, which I had to ask what that is. That is the Organic Analytic Laboratory, which has a cash deficit of $83,502. Mr. Chairman, I have nothing else to highlight on the report.
Thanks. Are there any questions of the committee? Seeing none, we'll move on to, that was information only item, so we'll move on to item number four, also information only. The fourth quarter fiscal year 2018-2019 budget transfers, state-supported or self-supporting operating budgets. So if we could hear from Mr. Klinger again.
Mr. Chairman, there were no transfers greater than $500,000.
Any questions of the committee? Item number five, Mr. Klinger will be up again, I believe. Summary of Board of Regents approved issuance of bonds in 2019. And while I want to make Mr. Klinger come up, since there were no issuances of revenue bonds, those we've all seen on the agenda recently, UNLV at least has some requests in, so that'll be changing at the next time we update this. Item number six, extension of lease for 1125 Nevada State Drive, Nevada State College, for possible action. President Patterson, could you please tell us briefly about this?
Thank you, Chair Hayes. Vice President Kevin Butler will provide the details on this lease extension.
Here we go. Kevin Butler, Nevada State College. So Nevada State College has been leasing the Dawson Building, better known as the Vitamin Factory, since its inception. The current lease ends in 2022. We currently lease that building for $10 a year. We put $2 million worth of renovation in this building recently, and the city has agreed to extend the lease until 2032. So we request a lease extension to gain that return on our investment. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. I think it's great. Any questions or comments from the committee? I've lost my video of you, so I can't see any hands, but I'm hearing nothing.
This is President Del Carlo. I just want to say thank you to the city of Henderson for being so generous and supporting higher ed so well.
Thank you, Vice Chair Del Carlo. This seems like a great opportunity. You've already invested more than $2 million into it recently, and so to be able to get the benefit of that investment seems like a great idea to me. I will entertain a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion or any abstentions? Motion passes. Item number seven, Nevada State College is up again. Nevada State College campus lands, a resolution for possible action. President Patterson.
Again, I'll defer to Vice President Butler.
Thanks, Kevin Butler, Nevada State College. So the majority of our campus lands are on federal property. Our patent and our land act are very broad. UNLV is currently has a similar resolution to what we're bringing to you today. What we'd like to do is to leverage our efforts along with UNLV and the work that System Council has been doing to add some clarity to the use restrictions that are currently present in our Land Act. And so there are some opportunities right now to attach some language and some revisions to current bills. So we request your approval of the resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. Any questions or comments from the committee? I'm seeing and hearing none. Is there a motion?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. UNLV, Engineering Building Financing, resolution from UNLV for possible action. President Miana.
Thank you, Chair Hayes. With this agenda item and following up on the resolution that we passed, that was passed at the board meeting in July to prepare financing, we are today requesting approval of a resolution authorizing the actual issuance of revenue bonds in the amount up to $20 million to finance the construction of the UNLV Advanced Engineering Studies Building. The 2019 legislature approved a $20 million funding allocation to the engineering building through Senate Bill 528 to be matched by $20 million in agency/campus funds. So this resolution before you today would assist UNLV in providing that $20 million in matching funds in order to accommodate the State Public Works Division timeline for the first phase of construction. The estimated annual debt service is $1.15 million for a per year for a period of 30 years. It will be paid using donor funds to the extent available, and any remaining balance will be repaid using available uncommitted annual capital improvement fee revenues. If you approve this resolution today, it is estimated that the bond sale will occur on October 10th, and it is expected that the bond closing will occur on October 30th. 2019. So as we've previously presented, this building is a critical addition to the College of Engineering to support its incredible increase in enrollment, program interest, and workforce development potential.
Thank you, President Miana. Any questions or comments from the committee? I just had a quick question. It seems this is the second item we've had come before, or part two of the second item, for the engineering building and the medical school building that you're looking at bonding to finance. And in the past, UNLV's taken more commercial loans. Why the change in method of obtaining money?
Well, the bond market right now is actually very favorable to this kind of financing, and after we examined various options as a group, this seemed the most economical one.
Great, thank you. If there are no more questions,
motion for approval.
Committee, there we go. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. Item number 9, Mackey Stadium Renovation Financing Approval Resolution from UNR. President Johnson.
Thank you. You've all seen this story over the last 4 years. Back in 2015, we renovated the Mackey Football Stadium. A lot of changes were made. At the first game, we got complaints from people in wheelchairs that the ADA fixes that were supposed to be premium were not working. We got the ADA redesigned, made some fixes for the over the following couple of years, only to find on further ADA review of this facility along with some other facilities that the ADA considerations of distribution of seats and the number of seats for wheelchairs and their companions were not well designed. So we're going to have to go back in and do about $3.1 million worth of renovation again. You heard this case on July 19th at the special meeting, and you gave us permission to pursue litigation against the designer for inappropriate and incompetent design, and that litigation has been started. However, especially being a public entity, we must fix these ADA issues, whether or not we get any return from the design firm. So we are going to seek permission with this to take out up to $3.2 million in loans, which would include financing costs, in order to proceed with these renovations to occur from the end of this football season until August of next year, which is before the next football season, so that
the
stadium can be truly fixed.
We've lost video and audio. So if Vice Chair Del Carlo can take the ball and lead from.
Okay, therefore, this request is to get permission to seek financing. We think it'll be about, including financing costs, it'll be $3.2 million.
President Johnson, I think we have to pause for a moment, please.
Okay.
Because we need to make sure that everyone can hear us.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
We got video back, Chair Hayes. Can you hear us?
We now have audio and video here.
Thank you.
So, perfect. Okay, was President Johnson concluded with his remarks regarding the item number 9?
Sure. This specific request is a request for permission to take out a bank loan for financing of up to $3.2 million, which would include financing costs. Our financing plan, as usual, comes to us from consultation with J&A consultants and Sherman and Howard Bond Counsel. So we like to have the experts give us direction on the best way to finance these things. So I would ask the committee's approval to proceed with this financing package.
Thank you, President Johnson. Any questions or comments from the committee?
I just have one question. President Johnson, I know litigation is nebulous. I mean, what do you anticipate the time frame for the litigation? I understand you have to get a loan to make the fixes, but 5 years, 4 years?
I cannot personally estimate that, okay. And I haven't checked with our chief counsel to get that kind of an estimate, but it's a long process typically.
So in this lawsuit, would we include the cost of having to go get this loan in the damages for us?
Yes, I assume the damages we seek will be all the costs of the multiple repairs as a result of bad design and the costs of this litigation as well.
Okay, thank you.
Or the cost of this loan as well.
Thank you.
And let's see. There was another part of your question I was going to answer, and I've forgotten it. So, sorry.
Chair Hayes?
Yes, President Johnson, my memory may be off, as it sometimes is, but you're asking for $3.2 million here. Wasn't the estimate you gave us when we talked about the litigation $3.8
million? I'll have to call on Vic Redding to see if he recalls the history of the various estimates.
Good morning. For the record, Vic Redding, Vice President, Administration of Finance for the University of Nevada, Reno. The reason we are requesting $3.2 million in this loan, $3.1 million for construction, the remaining associated financing charges, is because that is the construction amount that is required to do the remediation to fix the specific ADA issues. The litigation it actually will include other items, such as others that were done and out of pocket from that intermediate phase that tried to repair that didn't. So that's already been paid for, but it would be part of the recovery. And I do just want to note for the record, one of the provisions that we'll get in the bank loan is any recovery from litigation will be applied immediately to the outstanding principal on this loan. Excuse me. On this loan first.
Thank you, Mr. Redding. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Yeah.
Chair Hayes, have a question.
Yes, sir.
Maybe if the consultants can maybe give us a little bit of their rationale around the bank loan and what they're seeing in interest rates right now.
I'd go to Vic Redding, did the direct conversation with J&A.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you'll hear directly from J&A.
Good morning. For the record, John Peterson with J&A Consulting Group. Regent Page, to your question, the reason for pursuing a bank loan on this financing as opposed to the publicly offered bonds that we just talked about for UNLV really had to do with the desire that if to use any of the recovery monies from the lawsuit to immediately pay down that loan, doing these direct loans with the banks really gives us that flexibility. When you're selling bonds in the public market, typically there's a 10-year lockout period where you cannot prepay. And so that really was the rationale behind using this different method rather than the publicly offered bonds like we saw with UNLV. Does that answer
your
question?
Yeah, and then the second part, I'm just curious of what you're seeing on interest rates. And, you know, we continue to see them move lower, just an idea of where it might kind of land up.
Well, and I was once told that he who lives by the crystal ball eventually has to eat glass. As you point out, interest rates really are great at this point, and some of that is due to economic factors. The economic indicators that are coming out aren't as positive as I think some folks had expected. Additionally, there are what I'll call international political influences, especially as we talk about some of this trade dispute between the United States and China that tends to send interest rates lower. And so we are seeing rates come down based on some estimates and some conversations that I've had with banks recently. We would expect for this financing, if it were done today, to be around a 2% mark, 2% to 2.1%. So incredibly good rates. In fact, I think the last time we saw rates like this for the Nevada System of Higher Ed was when we financed some improvements to buildings at College of Southern Nevada back in 2013. So again, really good rates. As far as timing for this project, we're anticipating that the request for that loan will go out towards the end of October, and we'll receive those bids back right around Thanksgiving and close by the 1st of December. And some of that timing really is just due to the fact that we don't exactly need the money to do the renovation while football season's in full swing, and really would start those improvements once that's over.
Thank you.
Any more questions or comments from the committee? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Motion passes. And UNR is going to stay on the seat for a while. We have item number 10, summary of recent STED area property sales and leases. This is an information-only item. President Johnson.
Yes, thank you, Chair Hayes. Several years ago, this committee and the full board gave us pre-approval to sell a number of parcels in STED, Nevada. These parcels came to us over a period of decades. And part of these parcels was actually used for the first Fire Science Academy before it moved out to Carlin. Due to environmental concerns, we closed the Fire Academy there. But these properties have lay pretty much unused for the last several years, and we decided to liquidate these properties in order to create additional cash for some of our renovation projects. Part of the condition upon giving us pre-approval to sell these things was to come back on an annual basis and report what happened to those sales. So over the years, we have reported some recent sales, and we're reporting some additional sales. Total of those sales have amounted to $7.8 million. Worth of unused properties that we could actually liquidate and use the cash for positive purposes on the campus. So that's we just wanted to provide that report to you as part of our condition for the pre-approval.
Thank you, President Johnson. Any questions or comments from the committee? I'm not seeing any. I just want to commend UNR on taking these unutilized and underperforming assets and turning them into something that they can use, particularly while we're at the height of a strong economy and real estate prices are high. If you're not using them and have no need for them in the foreseeable future, it's best to monetize them and put them to work on the campus. So thanks, President Johnson. And since it's an information-only item, we'll move on to item number 11, the purchase of real property located at 1270 North Sierra Street, Reno, Nevada. Resolution from UNR for possible action. President Johnson.
Thank you very much. This is basically purchasing properties on an opportunistic basis that are on the perimeter of the campus. This particular property, as you could tell from seeing the map, is right up there on the west side of a number of our residence halls and next to our parking garage, and we will continue to buy properties in that area, because if we collected all the properties on what sort of looks like a peninsula on that map, there would be sufficient property there for a future building site. We don't have a plan for that building site, but we do find it useful to collect these properties as they come available. If you're really trying rapidly to put an assemblage together, prices tend to go up. So as we take them as they're available when the sellers want to sell, it puts us in a good position. Those of you who have been on the board for some time may recall that where the engineering building is going now on the west side of Evans Avenue in Reno, we collected those properties one at a time as they became available. And finally, when we did purchase the last house on a regular sale, we had all the property necessary and an assemblage to place the engineering building. So this procedure worked out very well for us. Thank you.
Thank you, President Johnson. Any questions or comments from the committee?
Yes, I have a question.
Hearing, oh, yes, please.
President Johnson, does your property person, are they proactive? Do they go and identify properties for future and, like, send a letter or meet the owner and just say, you know, can we be first in line someday if you ever sell, or do they just wait till it goes on the market? I'm thinking you guys are so proactive that you probably know all those property owners.
Yes, thank you. Actually, we have Troy Miller, who is our property leader of our property department, and he can he's here, so I'll ask him to answer what his process is of his intelligence gathering about how in the world he knows all these properties are available when they come available.
Good morning, and thank you. Troy Miller, Director of Real Estate for UNR, for the record. We, I take great pride in knowing a lot of the owners around our perimeter of the campus. I go, I knock on doors, I meet with them regularly and talk to them. And just look, we really try to consolidate properties that are adjacent to other properties that we own, as you see here, as you saw with engineering. So any of those, such as our last property for the engineering building that we had, I had talked to her for years. She finally agreed to sell, and it really came down to plants in her backyard that she wanted relocated to the property she was moving to from her garden. So we try to stay very close. We have tight parameters of how we can acquire these properties with appraisals and various things, but we do everything we can to be first in line for the growth of the university. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the committee? Hearing and seeing none, do we have a motion to approve item number 11?
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes.
Thank you.
For anybody who's new to the Business, Finance, and Facilities Committee meeting, we are fast and efficient because we are the best committee in all of government in Nevada, with a thorough committee, and every member has prepared themselves well. So if you come to our meeting in the future, you should read the backup material because things move fast, though this is the fastest I have yet to see the committee go. Item number 12, new business. Any of the committee members have anything for new business?
No new business in Carson City.
The only thing I would ask is if CFO Klinger could look. We've talked before, but he was new on the job and jumped right into the fire with the legislature. But about the fiscal exceptions report, to maybe work with the business officers at the various campuses to see if there's a better, more informative report we could get that would help us to have better oversight and to do our jobs a little better. We've talked about that before, but that's something maybe we can revisit now that he's not in the fire of the legislature. So with no other new business, we'll move on to public comment. Any public comment in Elko?
No public comment in Elko.
Any public comment in Carson City?
No public comment in Carson City.
Any public comment here in Las Vegas? There is no public comment, and in 30 minutes we set a record. Meeting is adjourned.